The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are on Sargent Beach on the Gulf Coast of Texas, and I'm joined here with Randy Martin. He is the Director of Operations over at Pricebook Digital. Randy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate the opportunity to join you down here on this nice Texas coast.
It's great being here with you, and I'm sure we could talk about fishing all day long being here. But, you know, as we go out on this tour and we're seeing all of these different great spots in North America, you know, we're talking about how Daikin Fit, Amana S-Series, Goodman SD, you know, work in virtually any climate, any environment. I really wanted to talk about, contractors and how they can display and show their pricing to homeowners. Before we get started on that, though, I want to hear, how in the world did you get your start in HVAC?
Thank you for asking, Ben. Yeah, it's funny. My dad was a building contractor, so I've been around heat and air all my life. But when I graduated from the University of Georgia, I went to San Luis Obispo, California, to Cal Poly to represent the University of Georgia. And out there, we did a barbecue one evening, and I sat down with an executive from Georgia Power. And he knew an executive back in Georgia with a distributor, and he asked me what I was doing, and told him, and he told me to go home and inquire about a position with this company. I did. He sent out my resume and letter to a regional manager. He called me up, interviewed me, and here I am 39 years later still in the industry.
So you've worn a lot of different hats in this industry. We're talking a little bit. You've been on the manufacturing side. You've been on the contracting side, on the distribution side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started work with that distributor as an application engineer, taking off commercial plan and spec jobs, preparing submittals, and helping TMs prepare quotes for quote day, as we used to call it. Then I was a general manager of a company, bought that company out, bought a couple of other companies out, consolidated all of those. And back in the consolidation era in the year 2000, was bought out by a guy that had been bought out by a consolidator. Hmm. So I was an owner, I was a territory manager for a local distributor, then I was a territory manager for a manufacturer. So I've been on both sides of that fence, and I've been in the trenches. I like to tell people I've lit a pilot light at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, and you've also been on the commercial side, right? Helping
right.
people with takeoffs and getting all of the submittals put together. And, you know, that can be a little bit of a trick when you're on the commercial side as well.
Right. Yes. I was just talking with a TM yesterday that I used to do commercial takeoffs for as that application engineer. You know, some of those plans are 500 pages long.
Yeah.
You know, you get the mechanical section and you flip through those things and you do your takeoffs and you highlight the plans and you go over them and go over them and go over them. And the old joke in the industry was, if you were the lowest man, you left something out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you saw a need within the industry. With all of the different hats that you've worn, you saw a need in terms of making it easier for a contractor to be able to show options to a homeowner. Tell me a little bit about, you know, how you saw that need and how you came to be part of the Pricebook Digital team and how that's gotten its whole entire start.
Right. So when I was an owner, I did most of the selling myself. And when I would go out and a homeowner would actually request options, I would cringe. The main reason, I didn't have a system. I didn't have a way. And it was like, oh, this is going to take forever. And I'd go back to the office and maybe 2 days later, get them at least a good, better, best, or a best, better, good, however you want to look at it, take it out. It was beautiful, but by the time I got back to the homeowner, they'd already decided to go with someone else. So Pricebook Digital makes it very easy. It was a foresight from John McCarthy. He had this idea back when iPads first come out to make this software version. I told him, I said, John, I don't know, man. you know, the manufacturers are, you know, iPads, they're all writing their own sales programs. I don't know if there's a market. And he said, yeah, there's a market out there. And I said, okay. So, you know, we talked a little bit and decided to come together and represent it and see if test market it. And sure enough, you know, making it simple to offer those options changes the whole dynamics of a dealer's business.
So it's not just making it simple, it's also showing a homeowner how it can be affordable.
Exactly. We tell guys, you know, hey, your average system price will go up. And I always make it a point to say, we're not going to come in and jack up your margins. We're not going to teach you some pie in the sky way to make more money. It's just simply proven that if you lay options on the table, the homeowner typically will pick something that we didn't think they would pick.
Right.
Because most of the time we got the lowest price option. But truthfully, we have no idea what their financial status is.
You know, that reminds me so much. I've talked to, you know, many people, executive teams over at Home Depot and at Lowe's. And I always have the thermostat conversation with them. I ask, you know, so you got this whole entire wall of thermostats. Which category of thermostat is the number one that you sell? And they say to me, always, it's the smart thermostats. And I say, okay, that's interesting. Then I go talk to the distributors. I ask, what's the number one thermostat that you sell? And usually it's a non-programmable one heat, one cool thermostat is what they sell when they put that up there. And it's so interesting to me, you know, when I look at that and we see what's going on to you know, when the customer is given a choice,
right,
they are not always going to go with the cheapest solution.
Right.
They are going to continue to go with other solutions and look at other things that they can do.
Right. Yeah, laying those choices on the table and getting the homeowner involved in the conversation. We built PriceBook Digital with the homeowner in mind.
Mm-hmm.
We call it show page, our proposal page. It's very simple. It's made for the homeowner to look at, compare systems, prices, and ask the comfort advisor questions.
Yep.
Everybody wants to talk about, well, we're the professional, we're supposed to know what to offer. That's true, we do. But we're the professional in answering those questions for them and helping them make that decision.
Absolutely. So how does PriceBook Digital work? And you know, the other thing is, with any pricing system, I think a contractor gets frustrated because they get all their stuff right. Then of course, inevitably, the manufacturer is going to change their prices.
Right.
So how does PriceBook Digital make it easier for a contractor?
I think our number one claim to fame and what we like to say separates us from most of what we like to call competition would be the fact that we actually help the contractor. We build their books for them. Now they have to make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't decide that for them. Those systems change depending on geographic areas. So we build their books. We have algorithms built within our software system to help build a book in a very efficient manner, let the contractor look at it and make minor changes, and then kind of shove them away from the dock, do a little training with them, and let them go out and kick the tires and get used to the system, then come back and fine-tune that. My analogy is a NASCAR. You know, the driver goes out and runs around the lap three or four times to come in, and they twist a spring here and change a tire here and do something.
Yep.
And that's how we do PriceBook. Then back to your pricing, with the situation the industry's in today, we help upload their pricing, and or our catalog product that we do with distributors can be connected to a PriceBook through an API, which helps keep that contractor's pricing up to date and current at all times.
So, I mean, kind of some exciting news. You guys just deepened your relationship with Goodman, Amana, and Daikin.
Yes, we did.
And so with that, now it makes it even easier to have that connection and as close to as real time as you can, make sure that their pricing stays up to date.
Exactly. So if we are connected with that dealer, that distributor, like we are with the Daikin, Goodman, and Amana distributors, and that dealer is using one of our PriceBook products, that API connects. So when that pricing's uploaded, it's instantaneous. Now the dealer has a choice where he can go in and offset that date if he needs to, but most of the time it's instantaneous.
So let's talk a little bit about financing. So Do you make it easier for contractors to offer financing within
Absolutely.
Your system?
You know, I told someone about a week ago, I said, gosh, I would hate to be selling today. I'm telling you, man, a $5,000 system I sold 20 years ago is through the roof today.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
For no reason whatsoever. But financing makes it easier to sell. Simply put, you can break it down into monthly payments. You can show it in price book. We have the ability to set a default finance plan.
Okay.
Or we can import their finance plans and build in their rates.
Okay. That's wonderful. How does a contractor get started with Pricebook Digital?
That's very easy. They can go over to our website, pricebook.digital or pricebookdigital.com. If they want to do a demo, we generally do those through technology, through Zoom. It's usually less than an hour. And they can request a demo there. We'll reach out to them via email or give them a calendar link, and they can set up a demo at their convenience.
Well, Randy, thank you so much for being on the Accelerated HVAC Success Podcast. Do you have any last words of wisdom or advice that you would like to share with the end users?
Sure. I always tell people at trade shows, and that's my main job today is marketing through trade shows. And when I'm talking to a dealer or contractor, do yourself a favor, spend 1 hour with us, do a demo, see if our product fits in your business model. If it fits, we'll give you 100%. If it does not fit, we'll leave you alone, go on. You know, we're not right for everybody out there, but we're right for most of the residential and light commercial contractors out there.
Well, Randy, thank you again so much for being here. We look forward to having you on future episodes. For all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, go ahead and hit that like button. Also, make sure that you hit the follow button so you can be informed of all of our upcoming episodes that we have. And until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,